Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
It was just the most massive thing I've ever seen. To tell you the honest truth, I thought, well, we're the only ones left on this planet. Something's happened. We've missed something here.
The fear that went in me when I seen it was just the feeling. I'd say it was fear, but I've never felt that feeling before in my entire life.
It's a weird feeling, like you can't explain it when you don't know. You feel like you're being followed, but you don't know what it is.
We had two to our right, another one in front of us, another one to the left, and another one just across the road, shaking the daylight out of the tree. All we get was a big red eye.
I remember waking up and looking at the end of the bed, and there was a figure there, almost insect-like, and then I blacked out.
Welcome to the show, everyone. You are listening to Believe Paranormal and UFO Radio. My name is Cade Moyer, and thanks for tuning in. If you've had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook at facebook.com/believeUFOradio. If you enjoy this episode, there are a few things you can do to help the show. Firstly, you can go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review. Or you can share the show around social media with your friends and family, and that would help us grow. Tonight, I'm joined by Damien Knott, and a lot of the listeners will recognize that name. He is from the Australian Aerial Phenomena Investigation Group. Damien, welcome to the show, mate.
Thank you for having me on, Cade.
It is always a pleasure having you on, mate. I think you and I have a lot more in common than the listeners would actually realize, because I think we spoke for about half an hour before even going, oh, shit, we need to record.
Yeah, that probably helped. This is a coffee.
I guess the reason we got you on today is because I want to talk about this UFO and paranormal connection that seems to go on, and not a lot of people talk about it, but you are one of the key people that I think would be one of the people to talk to about this, because I think there is a genuine connection between UFO encounters and then paranormal activity kind of happening. And you are one of the only people that I know who has experienced a lot of this firsthand, because you have more UFO encounters than anybody I know. And we actually covered a lot of that in the first appearance on your podcast. So if anyone's kind of new to this show, jump in, go listen to Damien's first episode, catch yourself up, come back to this one, and get ready to have your mind blown, because Damien is just absolute wealth of knowledge when it comes to this stuff. So, yeah, Damien, what do you think? What do you think about the UFO and the paranormal connection? Do you think there's something there?
Look, at first, when I first started researching, I thought it was just all aliens. 30 years ago, if you'd asked me, I would have said it's just aliens from Mars or Venus, or just like most people would who don't really know much about the subject, right? But the more I've gotten into it and the more research I've done into the phenomenon itself, and the more I've actually experienced over the years, I've seen a connection between the two. And sometimes it's like almost like a tenuous connection. Sometimes it may seem like a coincidental connection, but the more I then started researching into both sides, looking into ghosts, looking into, even string theory, dimensions, parallel universes, all different other possibilities, and some pretty hardcore stuff of late, which is keeping me up at night. I started to realize that there's possibly more of a chance that some of this, at least, is linked. See, now the phenomena itself, a lot of people will say it's aliens from another planet, right? But the real reality is it's not aliens from another planet. It's alien to our belief system, whatever this phenomenon is, completely alien to us. And it's something that over the centuries and eons has intermingled with humans. It has observed humans. It has changed itself to fit in with the pattern of humans in that era. So humans would see certain things, but that you know, at the time that they would understand better, like just say the back in the, you know, 1890s and just slightly earlier, people were seeing these airships flying around, you know, and with strange things happening and ones picking up cows off the ground and really bizarre things happening and strange people claiming they were from other planets and stuff. Now, so a lot of this may be early German inventors that were zipping around doing stuff, but the actual, when the airships first started really coming out was years later. And then nothing can really explain the earlier sightings. No one claimed any credit for them. No one. So there was a lot of high strangeness associated with that topic, with people seeing these things. They get, you know, paranormal incidences on the ground as well, things happening in their homes. And so they're not just seeing stuff in the sky. They're also having experiences, you know, with family members are seeing strange things. They're seeing strange things happening in their homes. Same things that are happening hundreds of years later now. We're seeing lights in the sky, balls of light, which also that have been seen back then too and prior. But we're also seeing, so it seems to be a multitude of phenomenon, but at the same time, it seems to have links and as if it's coming from the one place. Now, this, whether you want to call this dimensions, you know, interdimension, ultra dimensions, it's just a human term for something we know nothing about. So we're giving a human label on here. So, but to, for some sort of understanding, I have to use some kind of word to, you know, to talk to your audience about, and to, so that people will understand that, yeah, okay, there's something, this is what I'm talking about. Otherwise, you know, people would not get it. And it's so trippy and out there, the whole phenomenon. It, the same things that were happening, you know, 150 years ago are happening now, you know, with disturbances in people's homes after they've seen UFOs in the sky, or prior to seeing UFOs in the sky, they're having, you know, and it's the same sort of thing that's happening too over the centuries with the ghost phenomena. You know, you're having things fly off shelves, you're having strange balls of light fly through your home, flying into walls and going through solid objects. The UFO phenomenon is known to do the same thing. It flies into the ground without, it melts into the ground. And I have video of this. You know, multiple videos of lights, balls of light, columns of light, shafts of light melting into the ground, as if the ground's not there. You know, and there's, to correlate that with the ghost phenomena, people have seen ghosts walk through walls. They've seen these balls of light go through their walls. Now, if you were to ask a person in their home who's having seeing strange balls of light in their home, the person would say, "Hey, it's a ghost, right? Because it's happening in their home." Now, if you were to ask a farmer who's seeing strange balls of lights on his farm or just above the ground on his farm, he'd say they're Min Min lights. But if you were to ask a ufologist who's seeing lights in the sky, he'd say they're UFOs or extraterrestrials or aliens. Now, you've got the three of the same type of phenomenon just happening in a home, out in a paddock and up in the sky. So who's to say that, and that sort of, to people, that differentiates it as different phenomenon. But in reality, if you look at it, it's just in your home and it's just outside your home and it's here. So who's to say that it's not the same thing that's happening?
That's a really interesting point, because what it really makes you think is that perception is everything when it comes to these things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And look, if a lot of people, they like I mentioned, they assume that because they see an extra, they perceive that it's an alien from another planet, if they see a light in the sky or they see this or that. But like I said, it's alien to our belief system. It's not necessarily something coming from outside our solar system, coming all the way here just to fly in, have a look at a couple of farmers and then take off again, and go all the way back home. This phenomena is here with us. It's existing alongside of us and it's all around us. Analogy I like to use, I've been using lately anyway, it's like we're like crabs at the bottom of the ocean looking up at all the fish above us and not knowing what's going on. We're part of a small whole ecosystem in space of things that are all around us that we can't see with our naked eye. Now, Trevor Constable, Luciano Bocconi, the scientist, and others have looked into this in the past, into, you know, infrared phenomenon that can't be seen with the naked eye. that can be seen with, you know, infrared filters, infrared lenses and cameras and whatnot. And also correlating that with Geiger counter readings. So while they're filming stuff around them, you know, in homes, outside, they're also getting the Geiger counter is going mental. So these things are giving off some type of radiation. Both the phenomena is giving off a type of radiation. Now, whether that's, you know, because it's a different base life form, it may be based in silicon instead of carbon like we are, so it may be invisible. But that doesn't explain, because if it was silicon-based, it still wouldn't be able to, in theory, would not be able to travel through walls, but it would be invisible to the naked eye. So there is something else to this that's, I said, scientists, we have little understanding at the moment of exactly everything that's going on in the universe. We're always finding out new things all the time about space around us, about other exoplanets, stuff that 20 years ago they would have said, no, there's no chance of life, other planets that can support life. Now we have hundreds, you know, just a few years later, we've hundreds that have come out that say, hey, we can, this can support life, or this can't, you know, and this is a good possibility. This may be better than life. This may support life better than Earth, this planet, you know, and stuff like this. So it sort of smashes the whole skeptic thing out of the water, because they've been using that for years as well. Oh, there's no other planets out there like Earth. Earth is so rare. No, that's gone now. So that's out of the skeptic's playbook. Yeah, and the other thing that skeptics use as well is the whole, just because you've seen a UFO doesn't mean it's an alien or an alien spacecraft in another world. And no, we're not saying that it's an alien spacecraft. No one is saying that. That's just a correlation. It's a mind correlation that's been put together through years of media, through government ridicule, through movies. You know, it's as soon as you mention UFO, everybody thinks alien, you know, and
100%. And
yeah,
you know, that's a huge effect that pop culture has on this type of world, on these types of experiences, because I think pop culture has probably done more damage to the UFO world, the paranormal world, the Bigfoot world, than anything else has, because, you know, there's going to be skeptics for everything out there. But when you have, I guess, the zeitgeist going against you from the get-go, it's a machine that you cannot stop.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. And it's something that'll take a lot of work to get back around and to get back into people's minds that, you know, and this is why for nearly a decade now I've been trying to teach people, look, there is a difference. It's not alien just because, you know, it's in your mind that it's alien. That's been something that's pumped. It just shows you the power of the media, doesn't it? And it shows you the power of movies and the power of pop culture, as you say, you know, and they're associated straight away with little gray men or little green men that used to be green men. Now it's gray men, you know, or tall white beings or whatever the case is. It's still different types of aliens now, but it just used to be little green men coming from Mars, spaceship. And that's what they base a lot of movies on. And because a lot of those movies were based in comedy as well, or fear-based movies, like they're evading us or whatever the case is, you know, people were like, they'd either take them not seriously because it's comedy, or serious because they'd think that, oh, they're coming down here to kill us. Oh, that's not going to happen, you know, so therefore, you know, it doesn't exist or whatever the case is. So it wipes it out of people's minds, the whole possibility, you know, of it all happening. And so it becomes like a joke, and it becomes, you know, ingrained as a joke. But yeah, it's going to take a lot of work to show that to people that, you know, these things aren't necessarily alien, extraterrestrial.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think 2021 is going to be a really interesting year for this phenomena, because we've got the US Senate, that's basically their COVID grant has essentially said that they need to do some UFO disclosure within 180 yeah. days. And I think that might have been about a month ago now. So, you know,
it's coming soon.
We're potentially months away from getting some sort of disclosure when it comes to this world. And I'm really, really interested to see how the paradigm shifts after that, because you were saying earlier, there's going to have to be something big to break that mold. And I just wonder if this is going to be that thing.
Look, I'd love to say, you know, that this is going to be that, but I don't really think it is going to be that. From what I've seen over the years, any release of information from the CIA involving UFO reports has come out eventually, you know, after the FOI Act requests and everything, Freedom of Information Act requests, has come out heavily redacted. So, i.e., all the essential, you know, decent stuff has been crossed out, not just names. They'll say, oh, it's just names, but then you get whole pages that are blacked out and everything. So you're not getting the full information anyway. And so I'd love to say that, yeah, guys, this is disclosure, it's all happening. But I think, and I've always said for years, that I think it's going to be more of a human, not when I say human, I mean non-government human kind of slow disclosure thing happening. It's going to take a lot of people on this planet to see the phenomenon, convincing people around them that it may be real or that they've seen something, to get rid of the stigma attached to it, the crazy stigma, the complete nutcase and all that sort of stuff. And to get around all that, that's what it's going to take. And I always say to people that the best thing you can do, if you don't believe in them, look, I can't convince you otherwise, no matter what. It's like people trying to, on the side of Trump or the side of Biden, trying to convince the other side that they're wrong. You know, it's just end up in a fight, and then one person will go this way, the other person will go this way, and that's it. And you can't convince each other side. But the fact is, you need to see it with your own eyes. And I've said that for years. It's the most important thing, is to see this and experience it. Then you'll know that, hey, something is weird. And damn, all those people who've talked about this for years, for generations, maybe they were right. You know, maybe they had, there was something to what they were saying, and they weren't crazy. And but unfortunately, this type of phenomenon, with the ridicule that's been attached to it, and it's not just the government that doesn't have to ridicule you anymore. It's your neighbors. It's your guy across the road who doesn't believe, or it's your religious guy down here, or your religious family, or whatever the case is. They'll do it for the government. So that'll make you want to shut up and just keep your story to yourself. And because it's not a world that's cohesive to this information really getting out, especially because of the type of the type of emotional instability, I should say, sometimes I could say, of human beings, you know, who knows? And for years they said that the reason that this is kept quiet, they don't know how humans react, right? That they might rebel against the government, or they might do this, or they might, you know, just take up pitchforks and, you know, go crazy or whatever the case is, and stop believing in religion and all this sort of stuff. But I think we're at a point now, because of the internet and the era that we're in, that a lot of people have moved away from religion and those certain beliefs that we're the only ones in the universe and that we're the center of God's creation and all this kind of stuff. That I went to a Catholic school, and that was pumped into me. And after I'd had my sightings when I was younger, I remember asking the brothers, you know, what's the case with this light I saw, especially during religion class? And I'd always get the answer, basically no answer, go outside the principal's office till the end of class. And so I'd have to wait outside the principal's, and the principal's usually cool about it, you know, and he'd come out and speak to me, and he'd just say, go and sit on the bleachers until lunchtime or something. I'd be like, oh, yeah, no worries. And but, yeah, eventually I became a bit of a smart ass about it and kept asking, and they didn't like that, because I was taught by brothers, you know, who were 186 years old or whatever the case is. And they were quite old and ancient. It was like, I don't know how they're standing. And they had the older beliefs, you know, and it just permeated through them. There's nothing you could say that would convince them. That they just thought you were taking the mickey out of them, or they just, you know, they didn't like it. So it's such a pervasive belief throughout history that people who see this stuff are crazy. And religion's got a lot to do with that, because of certain teachings of religion. But other religions speak about strange things. And if you look in the Bible as well, there's unusual lights that were seen, or lights that led the people through the desert and would stop and during daytime and then continue, and, you know, to lead people to safety, the Israelites, whatever the case is. And there's a whole bunch of stuff like that you could possibly, going back through history, you know, Jacques Vallée released a really good book called Wonders in the Sky with Chris Orbeck. And I think it's fascinating. It goes into a lot of the case histories of people at the times, going back thousands of years, trying to describe what they were seeing, you know, with the knowledge that they had at the time, i.e. the Romans would describe burning shields flying across the sky, right? And that's because that's their limited knowledge at the time. They had no technology or anything like that. They just, this is what we have, and this is what it looks similar to, so therefore that's what it was. So it was like a burning shield, or a this or a that, you know, or a wheel, a flying wheel, or whatever the case is. So yeah, this throughout history, this phenomena has been with us. It's not left us. It's almost like an observation on humans on a very deep level, and it's not just objects flying around the sky. It's things all around us. It's things in homes, things in outside. They're everywhere. They're in the earth. They're in the oceans. They're all. It's life all around us. You know, if you could call that life, like in the human sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the things when it comes to this is you really do have to take that almost third person point of view at this and really remove any bias that you can have to this type of stuff. And always, always ask people who may not believe in this stuff or, you know, are a little bit dubious when it comes to it, is just go in with the mindset of what if? What if this was real? What if this was a life form? What if this was from outer space? Just have that mindset, because at this point in time, no one actually knows what any of this stuff is. People have theories, and that's fantastic. But to go out and say this is definitely what it is, holy moly, that's I think a really foolish and kind of very narrow-minded mindset to go into this field in. Because if you do that, you've got paradigms in your head, you've already got a narrative that you want to push, and you're not there to learn, you're not there to explore.
That's right. You're there to, and you'll be stuck inside that narrative too, because you won't want to leave it, because it's what you think you already know is the truth. Most people don't like to admit when they're wrong, right? Humans, we like to think, oh, we're right about everything, and, you know, I won't apologize for being wrong, I'll just walk this way, or whatever the case is. There is a few humans that go, okay, well, maybe I was wrong about this, so it's time to open up my mind and think about something else. So, but unfortunately, a lot of people in my field, the ghost field, even the UFO, the Yeti field, right, or the Sasquatch or whatever you call it, are stuck in certain paradigms, and they can't leave it. They refuse to see links. They refuse to see anything else outside their narrow viewpoint, unfortunately, and it's a sad thing. It's sad. You can't close your mind in fringe sciences to other things, other possibilities, because we know nothing as humans. We really do. We think we need to know an answer to make us feel comfortable about things in life. We need to know what our surroundings are. We need to know this is this and that's that, and that's it. That's all there is to it. And I think it makes it easier to live life, right, to think you know everything and all that sort of stuff. But, yeah, I guess a lot of people would freak out if they thought that there was things around us all the times in other dimensions and all this kind of stuff happening. That a lot of people probably would, you know, and that's understandable maybe if that's the reason why, you know, it's kept a secret. But it's happening so much, and it's gotten to the point where, you know, people's lives are being destroyed through coming out for this, speaking about this phenomenon. And even on like a small level, if you're not even public, right, and you just mention it to family members, half of them will instantly think you're crazy, right?
100%.
And then the other half will be like, yeah, whatever. Whatever, it's just Damo and his thoughts or something. And, you know, or your mates or your friends or this or that. So you, as soon as you mention this stuff, I know from experience going back when I'd mention it to people, the way they'd react, it's like, but the person in me would want to push them more and push them more and just try to find out why are you so closed-minded? I want to know, you know. And so it's sort of given me a bit of help with my drive as well, you know, to try and find out more of what's going on. And yeah, so it's been it is crazy, man. And especially now, it's going to get crazier too, because I'm trying to like draw links between all the different phenomenon. And there are some of them are tenuous links. Some of them are links that make you really scratch your chin and just think, okay, well, that's a possibility. And, you know, there is definitely looks something going on, and it's definitely, in a way, there's similarities at the very least.
And now a quick word from our sponsor.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Also, are you wanting more content? Why not become a Believe Plus member? You'll get access to exclusive podcasts and episodes that aren't available to the public. Not only that, you'll also get our regular feed without any ads. Head to believepod.com/plus to sign up today for just $5 a month. Well, let's talk about those, because I can tell you that basically every UFO encounter that I speak to on this podcast, I don't say this on the recording. I'll usually say this before or after the recordings happen, but I'll say, you have weird stuff happening in your house as well, don't you? And I could tell you, a majority of them say, actually, yeah, we do. We might see a little light. We might see stuff falling off shelves.
Yeah, but exactly.
That's something that a lot of people just won't talk about because that's something different where I genuinely think there's a connection there.
Yeah, look, I tend to agree. It becomes a little bit too much to be a coincidence after a while. And so it's easy for someone who doesn't experience it to write it off. But if you're experiencing and seeing both of the phenomenon yourself, then it's a little bit harder. And especially, look, if it was just once or twice it happened in your life, you'd be like, oh, okay, you know, it's probably nothing, no connection. But when it's happening time and time again, and not just when it's happening and you're just seeing it, but when you're also recording it, when you've got witnesses around you who are seeing it as well, you're capturing it on different formats, whether it be infrared, full spectrum, regular cameras, thermal, you name it, all sorts of equipment. Both the phenomenon, especially UFOs when they're invisible to the naked eye, can be visible in thermal equipment because they're giving off a type of heat source, but the eye can't see them. And you're looking at infrared too. There's the going back in the day, like I was mentioning with Luciano Bocconi as well. Unfortunately, he's passed away now, but a lot of his work did go into, and he followed after Trevor Constable as well, looking into infrared lights that are around us, or infrared, and they call them like sky beings or whatever, these things that would come up to them and take off and all sorts of things that are only seen in the infrared spectrum. So, you know, as a lot of your listeners would know, you've got two ends of the spectrum, infrared that goes through to what we can see, then through to full spectrum, you know, and these things can be seen on both ends of the spectrum, not every time, but a good deal of the time they can be seen, both ghosts and also UFO phenomenon. Now, that's one of the links as well. Also, another strange one is smells. Smells associated with both of the phenomenon as well. And smells of sulfur.
Sulfur. I was just about to say, sulfur is the key to this. I hear so many people that say they smell sulfur if they see a UFO, or they smell sulfur when they experience something weird going on. And here's another thing from pop culture is that a lot of people, and I can tell you, I've said this hundreds of times on the podcast, is that the smell of sulfur is supposed to lead to something kind of like a demonic activity going on, and that's exactly. Very Hollywood. Then it goes, well, are UFOs demonic? I don't think so. Hey,
well, see, that's another thing. Like, people could think that in their minds. They associate certain things with certain smells with certain things, and everything gets associated with something in this life, you know. But in this field, a lot of people would think, you know, oh, demonic, that makes them demonic or whatever the case is. And look, we don't even know if they're not. Like, but what's demonic? Something that was written in a Bible 2,000 years ago by people who had less understanding about things than what we do now. People who wanted to paint a certain narrative, but it is an interesting, maybe that's what they called them back then. Other things that we couldn't see, demonic, or things that would happen back then in their homes, poltergeist activities or ghost phenomenon. Oh, it must be demonic because they had no other, they were very spiritual, so they'd link it straight away to demons. But the smell is very interesting. I find the smell of sulfur, it's been recorded in multiple cases of UFOs, multiple cases, ghost cases, well, some of the big ones too,
mm-hmm.
you know, like the Doris Byther case and a few others, the Entity, you know, and a few other things. So there's that little connection as well. I mean, it's only tiny, right, and it could be tenuous, but at the same time, my personal belief is they're coming from the same place, or they're existing in the same place. This is why they can appear and disappear at random whenever they want. That's another thing they've got in common, not just the ability to disappear through walls, but just appear right in front of you out of nowhere. And I've seen UFOs do this. But people around me see UFOs do this. And like I said, when I say UFOs, I'm saying UFOs as in these things are appearing around us. They're floating balls of light. Who knows what they are? Like I said before, if they're inside your home, they're ghosts. If they're outside, they're min-min lights. If they're up in the sky, they're UFOs. So it's all about perception, like you said, and all about how you perceive them to be or what they are due to what you know and what you think you know. And so, yeah, look, it's that's another definite connection where, but I personally, I think they come from the same place. They're the same phenomenon. As some people would say, like the little balls of light that are seen up in the sky are probes or alien ship probes or something like this, right? And there's, who knows? I can't say they're not. Like, but what's probe? Probe's something that's only come out recently because humans have gotten drones now and we've got probes of our own. And so, oh, these aliens must be releasing probes or whatever. So it's just a new term to describe the littler balls of light. But what I've noticed is, as well, is another connection is the sizes, different colors as well of the balls of light as well seem to be consistent around both the phenomenon. And the way that they act as well, the way they can dance around, do strange, you know, maneuvers, and they appear in strange times, you know, and they seem to appear at times when humanity's in crisis as well in much greater numbers, which is really bizarre. And
really?
All throughout history, war times, they've appeared, they follow planes. In World War II, the Foo Fighters used to follow the airplanes, and there you had it, balls of light. And they used to mimic the planes, and the plane would fly left and the light would fly with it, and the plane would go the other way and the light would follow it and stuff like that. So you're thinking, okay, so it's almost like a childlike behavior in a way, because, you know, would we do that and get that close to a plane, risking knocking it down? Now, we're still seeing that same phenomenon in the skies, you know, 80 years later, and it's like, okay, so is this – what's going on? You know, it's just a different environment now. Now, we don't have war in that to that level, but there was a Russian general that came out a couple of years ago, actually, and he went on record speaking about whenever they'd have drills, military drills, and they'd get a whole bunch of military equipment together out in a desert or something to practice and, you know, send some bombs over here or do whatever, that he said about 90% of the time UFOs would show up, balls of light would come and watch and observe, be up in the sky. They'd send planes up after them. The planes would never capture them, obviously, or catch up to them. But it's the same kind of thing. So, yeah, and also, like, going back in the days, there was reports of balls of light around times of the Black Plague as well, really strange reports as well, which go hand in hand with reports today of what we'd see UFOs doing, hovering above the ground, doing certain things and maneuvers and stuff like that, acting strange. And there's a lot of parallels between different paranormal phenomenon and the UFO phenomenon. That's why I don't really like the word UFO anymore, because that word has been used for eons now to just ridicule this phenomenon for too long. And like I said, the association is the big problem. The alien association with the term UFO, that's the skeptic fodder for many, many years, is to rubbish people by saying, oh, you think it's alien, you're an idiot. And therefore, you know, so therefore your story can't be true, you didn't see anything. Myself, actually, after I appeared on Today Tonight on Channel 7 a few years ago, up against the president of the Australian Skeptics Association, afterwards they offered me a challenge. They were going to give me $100,000 if I could, they come out and hang out with me, or I entered this competition, right? And then they come out, hang out with me for like a few hours, you know, here or there, and a UFO comes down, right? 100. But then when we look further into it and actually applied for the competition, you actually had to say then and there what beforehand they were. So, i.e., we tried to say, okay, we couldn't give them a name for what they were, right? So we just went with ET, the connection with ET, right? And because we said ET, they said, oh, no, it can't be ET, so you can't enter the competition. So straight away, can you see what – yeah, it's just a fake competition.
Yeah.
No one can win it. That's why it's there. You've got to say what it is beforehand. So, i.e., even if they did let me into the competition, right, straight away beforehand, I'd have to say, okay, it's this or it's that. And then when they come down, I'd have to then prove that it's this or that somehow to the skeptic next to me to get the $100,000. How can you prove that a light that's, you know, zipping around or doing something is this or is anything to a skeptic, you know, let alone an ET or a this or a that? No one can know, because we don't know, right? So the whole thing was flawed in the first place. I had no chance of winning the money. But hey, we tried, you know, but they didn't even accept me into the competition, even after on television stating that, oh, blah, blah, blah. And also on Facebook and stating that, oh, yeah, well, if Damien's the real deal, you know, well, but behind the scenes, they didn't even let me in the competition. No one knows that. They wouldn't even accept me saying they're ET, because what other label could we give them, you know? And I'm going to say, what, they're ghosts coming down from the sky? They wouldn't let me enter either because I couldn't prove that they were ghosts.
Yeah.
So it's just silly, you know, and the skeptics can go away. You know, I've got a few choice words to say, but, you know, I won't go there.
I think you and me both, mate. You and me both.
Yeah, exactly. Well, these guys are so rich as well, and they get grants, they get, you know, bequeathed funds from people's wills when they die, and they are so rich, these guys, and they have to keep the status quo, and that's understandable. I know where they're coming from. They need to keep saying the same, you know, BS, you know, to keep everything the way that they want it to be. And the reality is that now that they can really shut up, because a lot of the stuff that they've been saying to rubbish and ridicule people for years has now been proved wrong on their part, even to the point now where the US Navy has come out and said that UFOs do exist. We don't know what they are, right? On the front page of the Daily Mail. So it's like, what are you going to say, skeptic, to that? Oh, they've shut up about UFOs. They stopped trying to prove me wrong because they couldn't. Now on TV, they're saying, oh, that went fast. Trying to explain away one of my UFO videos. That went fast. That's a great explanation to, you know. And to try and rubbish it. Like, that was no explanation. Or another one, it's like, oh, that's a Curious. Oh, no, it's another star. And they couldn't even make up their mind about one of them. And that was like one of my worst videos ever that they'd picked to go up on the show. So it was like they couldn't even explain that away. So it's funny. There was a Today Tonight Adelaide, Today Tonight Melbourne, and one appeared before the other one. And on the second one, I think it was Adelaide, they changed the story. So they cut out the parts where the skeptics were unsure about my phenomenon, about what they were seeing, and just said, oh, to make them sound a little bit more professional, but it was just terrible. They did a shocking job. And I hope you're all listening to this because, you know, seriously, I hope you're all listening. I saw them years ago. I saw the head of the Australian Skeptics at one of the talks I gave at the Blue Mountains, you know, at a conference, paranatural conference. And he was coming down the stairs. I'm going up the stairs. And I said to Mel, I said, oh, look who it is. It's the guy from TV, you know. And she's like, oh, yeah. And I said, watch this. We're going up the stairs. And he had his head down, not looking in his own little world. I'm like, oh, hey, Mr. Richardson. And he's looked at me. And then their face went white. That was the first thing that happened. Then the face went red. Then the head went down, completely ignored me. You know, he saw me, he heard me say hi, and he just, because of what happened on TV, they were made a bit of a ridicule and they were smashed, quite frankly, and I'd love to get back on TV with them again and go them again.
It would be genuinely interesting to see how, I guess, a skeptic organization would react to this modern world, you know, to the facts that have been, and facts that have been outlaid, not guesses, not little videos that people have taken, but genuine footage supplied from the US government, from the US Navy. I just don't know what they can come back with, because
they've gone all quiet on that stuff.
So. Yeah, it'd be genuinely interesting. But, you know, in saying that, the skeptical organizations out there, one that genuinely surprises me, because I always say it is, it's easier to hate than to celebrate. And I can't believe there's an organization out there just for hating on these things. That blows my mind.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. But it's hating for the wrong reasons, you know. It's not advancing scientific literature. It's not advancing anything. It's keeping everything stagnant.
Exactly.
The way it is, the way it was. And that's the way they want it. And it's, no, sorry, the world changes, knowledge changes. They should know this by now. Scientific advancements change. A lot of things happen by accident. A lot of major scientific discoveries are by accident, you know, which have changed our world. Stuff that we never thought would even be possible before they were found, you know. So them saying outright that these aren't real, or these aren't this or that, or they're balloons or whatever, they've got no idea. They've never gone out in the field and spent hours and hours, you know, under the sun, filming, doing this, doing that, seeing UFOs, actually talking to the people in the country, going out and speaking to families who've seen UFOs, looking into their eyes, these hard country people, and saying, you're lying. Yeah, they won't do that sort of stuff. They're absolute, sorry, but yeah, just a lot of, I just want to go them again. It's terrible, eh? But I did Toastmasters public speaking and debating, and it kind of makes me want to just yeah, just go one big forum online with them and just have it out with them, because I've just, you know, they're the reasons a lot of people are rubbished and ridiculed around the world and have their lives destroyed, you know, families turn against them, and it just destroys life. And they don't see it, I don't know, but if they do and they're still keeping this crap up, they're assholes, excuse the French. But, you know, it's something that's got to change, and it will change with further scientific discovery. And we need that, but we need them. We need some educated minds to bother and get out in the field with us, you know, to actually try and, but still, even then, what's it going to prove? It's not going to prove exactly what this phenomenon is. So we need to look at it on a different level.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, skepticism is, it's healthy. It keeps us loonies kind of grounded a little bit, because
yeah it does, it is, yeah, I agree it is healthy to a certain extent,
but it needs to be done in the right way. It needs to be in a way that is progressive, because if we aren't moving forward, there's no point in rubbishing anything, in my opinion. It has to be constructive, and it has to have an end point that doesn't harm people, that doesn't put any negativity out there, I think.
Yeah, you're right. I agree 100%. It should be done in a different way, and hopefully the skeptics of the future will do it in a different way. They won't be stuck in the same mindset that the skeptics of the present and the past have been in. But hopefully, you know, I'm hoping that skeptics are opening up more. The more that comes out about the phenomenon, the more people that see it, speak about it. That's what we need. We really need more people to see the phenomenon, speak about it, open up people's minds around them. And it's almost like it'll grow and grow and grow. And, you know, like a plant, like a well-oiled plant, I should say, even though plants aren't oiled, well-watered plants, you know, and that's a bit. Same time, like I said before, you need to see it. And unless the skeptics are seeing it with their own eyes, they're going to continue rubbishing it, you know. And even then, who's to say that a skeptic's not going to see it, and then to keep up the status quo is going to just shut up about it, you know. And so, yeah, we need it. They need to do it honestly, openly. And what they did with us and not accepting, you know, putting it out on TV that, oh, we'll give them $100,000 if, you know, you can prove ET or, it's ET or whatever the case is. And then when I try and say that, you know, it's just, they had all these clauses to enter, you know, and unfortunately I couldn't enter because I was claiming that it was ET, even though I didn't want to claim it was anything, but I had to claim it was something to enter. It was ridiculous. So
it is. And I think the future is genuinely in our favor when it comes to this type of thing. I think the world is definitely changing in a path where this is gonna start to become a little bit more normal to every day. And I don't think we're gonna be seeing the X-Files music being played over news stories for this stuff anymore, to be honest.
Yeah, I hope not. But I do love the X-Files.
Yeah, me too. It's a you know what? It got me down this field, and I love it for it. But
oh, fellow X-Files fan,
good. Indeed, mate. Indeed, I love that stuff, Damien, mate. It has been fantastic talking to you tonight, mate. It is always an absolute pleasure having you on the show. And mate, where can people find your YouTube channel? Because your videos are outstanding. If people are kind of on the fence about some of the stuff that we talk about, I think your YouTube channel is a really good one to go check out. So, what's your YouTube channel name, mate? We'll also include it in the links for the episode, so people can just click on there and get to it straight away.
That'll be fantastic. Yeah, it's AAPI, Australian Aerial Phenomena Investigation. So there's that old channel. I actually lost control of that a while ago, and I don't have control of that anymore. I lost the account somehow, but it's still up there on the internet somehow. But you can go to that. That's got more of my older videos. I think there's about 70 or 80 videos of UFOs on there. My website's down, unfortunately. I could, you know, say to go there. That was AAPI, the website as well. But at the moment, I know it sounds very original, but my new YouTube channel that I've started at the start of this year, actually when I first, several months ago now, that's Damien John Knott. So that's just my name.
Perfect, mate.
My name into YouTube, and there you go. You'll find my videos. So, yeah, but I appreciate that. We're still getting through putting videos up all the time on that channel, and I've still got so much more to go. And you know, photographs and stuff like that. So we've got like 700 or 800 photos to upload, and, you know, plenty of videos. And yeah, I like to rubbish my own work. So I try and put stuff up there now that was seen by multiple witnesses, caught on multiple cameras, and just to keep the skeptics at bay a little bit more. My new documentary, Haunted Skies, I'll be going right into that on a very deep level, showing footage that hasn't been seen before, some really incredible stuff that I just can't wait to get out there.
And that's going to do it for tonight. And remember, if you have had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/believeUFO radio. Until next time, stay safe, and you've been listening to Believe, Australian Paranormal and UFO Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.